This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Within a day of Maui County releasing names of people unaccounted for following the deadliest U.S. wildfire in more than a century, more than 100 of them or their relatives have come forward to say that they're safe. Information comes from the FBI. Steve Merrill, an FBI agent from its Honolulu office, said at a news conference Friday that the list of 388 names was a subset of a larger one.
List of 388 names, which came out last night, has already produced a great deal of information. We're collectively very thankful to the people who have reached out by phone, by email.
Officials had said earlier in the week that they had a running list of 1,000 to 1,100 people still unaccounted for. Former U.S. President Donald Trump and the 18 people indicted along with him in the state of Georgia on charges that they participated in a wide-ranging illegal scheme to overturn the results of the 2020 election have all turned themselves into an Atlanta jail before the deadline. Meanwhile, a menacing mugshot of the former president is getting lots of attention. JQ, a store in Los Angeles, has taken the mugshot and put it on T-shirts, mugs, and caps less than 24 hours after it was taken. There are those who are finding comedic relief, but others, like Mark, will say it makes a mockery of a significant moment in American history.
This is the former president of the United States. To me, it's not that I hold up the presidency to some level, but it seems like a degradation of our institutions just by the merchandising of it. However, I also find it funny and entertaining and enjoyable.
India's prime minister and China's leader agreed Thursday to intensify efforts to de-escalate tensions at the disputed border between them. This is VOA News. Ukraine aid faces a stress test as some GOP 2024 presidential candidates balk at a continued support.
The U.S. has committed more than $60 billion in aid to Ukraine since the Russian invasion began, and the Biden administration wants Congress to approve $21 billion more. At Wednesday's GOP debate on Fox News, Ron DeSantis and Vivek Ramaswamy said the U.S. needs to slow or stop its support for Kyiv. Donald Trump also wants Congress to hold off any more funding for now. It's a challenge for the president as the campaign heats up. The White House stresses key Republicans like Mitch McConnell largely agree on backing Ukraine. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says even if there are some dissidents,
we believe that the support will be there.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Russian President Vladimir Putin, as his spokesman, Dmitry Peskov, rejected allegations that a Kremlin was behind the plane crash that is presumed to have killed mercenary leader Yevgeny Prigozhin. His brutal fighters were feared in Ukraine, Africa, and Syria, conducted a brief but shocking mutiny in Russia 2 months ago. Prigozhin was listed among those aboard the private jet that went down on Wednesday. He was eulogized Thursday by Putin, even as suspicions grew that the Russian leader was behind the crash that saw the assassination. Preliminary U.S. intelligence assessment concluded that the plane was downed by an intentional explosion. NORAD F-16s were scrambled to intercept civilian aircraft that strayed near the Biden vacation spot in Tahoe.
The North American Aerospace Defense Command, NORAD, said the aircraft entered temporarily restricted airspace near Lake Tahoe. The crews of two F-16s fired flares to catch the attention of the pilot, and it was escorted out of restricted airspace without incident. A Coast Guard helicopter also took part in the intercept. A Secret Service spokesman said on X, the site formerly known as Twitter, the incursion was not of protective interest and had no impact on Secret Service operations. White House Principal Deputy Press Secretary Olivia Dalton added there was no impact on President Biden. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Niger's Ministry of Foreign Affairs says a French ambassador has been asked to leave the country. The move further escalates the international crisis in the West African nation, stemming from a coup that ousted the West African nation's democratically elected president. The French ambassador was asked to leave Niger within 48 hours in a letter that accused him of ignoring an invitation for meeting with the ministry. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.